You're listening to SBS News.
An era of negative interest rates has come to an end in Europe. The European Central Bank has raised rates for the first time since 2011 by a bigger than expected amount. Its benchmark deposit rate has increased by 50 basis points to 0%. The bank's president, Christine Lagarde, says the decision was taken in order to reduce inflation and stabilise prices.
The most precious good that we can deliver and that we have to deliver is price stability. So we have to bring inflation down to 2% in the medium term. That is the imperative under the treaty, that is the strategy review objective that we have set for ourselves, and it's time to deliver.
The US Federal Reserve and other major central banks delivered rate increases some time ago. Ms. Lagarde indicated last month that a rate rise of a more modest 25 basis points was coming. With inflation across the 19 countries that use the euro approaching double figures, she now says a more aggressive move was called for.
Economic activity is slowing. Russia's unjustified aggression towards Ukraine is an ongoing drag on growth. The impact of high inflation on purchasing power, continuous supply constraints, and higher uncertainty are having a dampening effect on the economy.
A professor of economics at the Louise University of Rome, Matteo Caroli, says a rates rise was unavoidable.
Inevitably, with increases in prices and inflation, interest rates tend to rise. This is what already happened in the United States, and it was announced that it will also happen in Europe. But, I repeat, this is an inevitable mechanism.
He says the ECB held off as long as it could.
The European Central Bank withstood as much as possible, slowing down this increase of the interest rates because it is clear that the rise will put economic production into an even more difficult situation.
Another rate increase is expected in September, possibly of another half a point. Recession predictions have increased for later this year and next year. Ms. Lagarde is uncertain about what's to come.
We look at our projection dating back to June. We look at the most recent forecast published by the Commission last week. Under the baseline scenario, there is no recession, neither this year nor next year. Is the horizon clouded? Of course it is.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.